Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
Hi there, big interview listeners. You're about to hear Jermaine Defoe discuss the reasons for his special relationship with Tottenham Hotspur supporters, fans who still sing his name proudly, even when Jermaine is playing against them. Jermaine also talks about the 5 goals he scored while playing for Spurs against Wigan in 2009. And if you want to listen to my full 50-minute interview with this great striker, then it's time to become a socio. Give yourself a pre-Christmas treat. Go to patreon.com/Graham Hunter. We're here because we've enjoyed your career, literally. I often say, like, if I'm not at the game or if I'm not working in England, who will I turn on the television to watch? You're one of them. And there are a variety of reasons for that. But if you watch often, and when I worked here, I saw you play, I've seen you play live and I've reported on you many times. But one of the rewards is there's an extraordinary thing is when you left Spurs, the Spurs fans would still sing about you. Yeah. And I've even heard them on television singing for you when you're playing against them.
They did it the other week.
No, I didn't know that.
At Wembley, well, yeah.
What's that?
I don't think I can really, like, when they're doing it, but I'm playing for another team, like, because when I came on, like, my friends that were at the game, they said, you know, you've got a standing ovation and that. And I was like, I was aware of it, but I'm so, like, I'm in a zone because I've come on and I'm trying to score for my team. Yeah. But it's not until after the game I sit down and think, oh, wow, that's special and that. But it's just, again, I don't know, it's just one of those things. Like, it's such an amazing feeling to sort of, like, to still get that sort of love from the Spurs fans. It's mental and I just, it's just, it's crazy.
It isn't, because it isn't just, there's an ex, there's one of ours. Because often, exes can be booed, or why did you leave,
we're
going to give you a hard time today and then we'll still love you in our hearts after. But to sort of go against the tribal nature of football and to cheer an opponent. If you were retiring, if it was your last ever game against them, you can see it. It's all the time.
It's all the time, yeah.
What have you done to, apart from being an honest player, score goals, what have you done?
But for me, it's still hard to understand it, to be honest.
Really?
Yeah, it's still hard to understand it because I'm like, I mean, since me, there's been so many players that have come and gone and are still there doing well and stuff like that, and they still sort of like appreciate what I did at the club and, you know, the goals and stuff like that. But maybe it's more than the goals, because I always felt like I had a special relationship with the Tottenham fans. And even when there was times where, I don't know, maybe you come back from injury, you're not firing as, always used to sing my name. Always sung my name, because every time I put that shirt on, I always gave 100%. Always gave 100%. And I think I knew how, every time I put the shirt on, I knew that I was playing for a special football club.
Can I ask you, do you think it's that you are them?
100%.
Because everybody loves talent. Everybody loves winning. Everybody loves a goal scorer. But I think anybody who's got any brain who loves football can see somebody who does exactly what we would do if we were on there. And
yeah, of course.
I think that's the special thing,
opinion. And that's exactly what Wright he had with the Arsenal fans.
Yeah.
And to this day, still. So it's like a special connection. Yeah, like you said, not all players will get that. But you've seen the players that get that, and it is special.
You've consistently scored goals, such that, for example, at Spurs, you know, they're all-time leading European goal scorer, which is extraordinary. You're ahead of Teddy Sheringham. Now, the lists and whatever probably don't make you that excited. But where have you found that combination of complete personal satisfaction, achievement, I'm at my peak, this is heaven? Where is the moment in your football life?
Because I spent a long time at Tottenham, to be honest. And, I remember that. I remember the season where Harry was the manager. It was 2010, the World Cup season. I was so fired up because I wanted to go to the World Cup so bad. I was like,
because you should have gone.
I should have gone. That's what I felt in my heart. I should have gone. So I thought, right, this is my season. I'm on it. This is my season. started the season well. I scored the 5 goals against Wigan. And I think that season, it was just like, I was just in another place, to be honest. I mean, mentally, physically, you know, I was at my sharpest. I was confident. In my eyes, I was playing under the best manager. And I was in the England squad. I was scoring for England. And I just thought, yeah, it looks like I'm going to go to the World Cup. But I think that season, it was amazing. You know, I was in an amazing place.
You've answered Michael Shannon's question. What was it like scoring 5 in the second half against Wigan? And talk about that 9-1 win in general, which on that day you must have felt pretty much invincible, I guess. But given that you'd scored 5 twice to get to Lillishall, it's, you could do a little, yeah, done it before.
Yeah, but even like we spoke about Christian, there was stuff like that, like things that meant to happen because I love football.
Mm-hmm.
So I know stats and stuff. And when I scored the 5 goals against Wigan, and I knew at that moment that it was only Alan Shearer and Andy Cole that had done it.
He'd ever done that in Premier League history.
I knew
history.
That I was the only player to do it in one half. And it was crazy. But I remember a year to that day, I remember I got injured and I couldn't get back into the team.
Mm-hmm.
And then Harry pulled me in the morning and said, you're playing in a training ground game against Leyton Orient. I was like, nah, I don't want to play in this game. Do you know what I mean? I want to get back into the team. I don't want to be playing games at the training ground. I remember getting on the phone to my mum. Like, I was quite upset and stuff like that. She said, at the end of the day, just do it for yourself. Keep yourself sharp and fit. So when you get an opportunity, you're ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
I said to myself, you know what? No problem. Played the game, scored 5. Right? I remember there's all like scouts and stuff, and then I scored 5, and then Les Ferdinand gave it one of them, or Harry, come on, that's enough, come off. And people were clapping on the side and that. I was so fired up because I was upset, because I didn't want to play.
Yeah,
but I thought, okay then, I'm going to show you sort of thing, that I shouldn't be playing in these games. I scored 5. Went to change rooms, and it was on Sky Sports News. Do you mean he scored 5 goals in a game at the training ground? And a year ago, he scored...
A year to the day.
Yeah, to the day, he scored 5 goals against Wigan, and I was just sort of like, I thought, it's just, how weird is that? It's crazy, but it was like all these things, I'll never forget that because it's mad.
Well, everyone, I hope you enjoyed that little slice of Jermaine Defoe. For the full 50-minute interview, head to patreon.com/Graham Hunter.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers, with rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.